Here.
Yes, yes. Looking at modern day evidence and how that can be used to reconstruct, to develop a case. Sometimes botanical evidence can be used to tie a person or an object to a particular place, to a particular time, or to a particular crime. And so that evidence is used by a botanist in relation to the law. And here is a case, plant, that involved the use of botanical evidence in a crime. The story is that the crime was committed, a suspect was apprehended shortly after. And during the process of that, botanical evidence, very minute seed or fruit-like materials, were collected from the shoelaces. And also plant material was gathered at the crime scene. And what it gave us was that the material from the crime scene was the same species as that on the shoelaces. And so that connected the suspect to the crime. And so a conviction was brought about. And so with careful observation, careful examination of those materials with a microscope helped us to pinpoint evidence used.
If you scroll down on the right side, the left side, and you'll see it's the third slide down, you'll see the evidence that was presented in this case. And it's very, very convincing. So be careful, criminals. The plant police are out there looking for you.
What's interesting is this is a plant that we would call the seeds or fruits are animal dispersed. They get caught in the fur. They get caught in the feet and get carried away.
They get caught in my socks.
They
I
get caught
that.
In your socks, yes. And so, unfortunately, this got caught in a place that was used against a person. But you know, these discoveries, these plants, they have such secrets that are waiting to be discovered. They give us new ideas. They give society new things. And one good example is the Velcro discovery. You know Velcro, the famous two-sided attacher.
What does that have to do with
plants? According to the Velcro industry's homepage, it says that the inventor of Velcro was out walking his dog, returned and discovered these cockleburs, these hook-like fruits that were little spines hooking to his clothing and also onto his dog. He examined the little hooks on the fruit and came up with the idea of the two-sided fastener, the little hook and then the soft loops on his clothing.
Ah.
And there, out of that discovery of plants, came something that is practically used in everyday life.
Voila! Velcro is born. Thank you, Barney.
Thank you.
I'm still hot on the trail, so follow me.